This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Raymond Guerrero. Date of birth is January the 12th, 1977. Case ID number is 388-2296. Date of exam, August the 2nd, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and medical report from Dr. Americo Baca, dated 5/15/2013. Identifying information. This is a 45-year-old divorced and remarried male with five children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epileptic seizures, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and a learning disability. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in February 2022, where he worked at cutting yards for 7 years. He also worked for a chip company for another 2 years. At the present time, he occasionally cuts lawns part-time in order to make some extra cash to live off of. During the time when he did work, he worked part-time 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant is presently not on disability, and he lives in a rented home with his family. The claimant was in prison at one time for drugs. Allegations, number one, epileptic seizures, number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, number three, hypertension, number four, hypercholesterolemia, and number five, learning disability. History of allegations, number one, epileptic seizures. The claimant states that since 1990, he has had grand mal seizures and status epileptic seizures. He denies any trauma, tumor, cerebrovascular accident, or any kind of infectious diseases. But he does have a history of being on substance abuse drugs, such as cocaine. The claimant states that he usually would have a seizure once per week, but states that he has not had a seizure since August of 2021 and has never been hospitalized for his seizures. His postictal symptoms include weakness, biting of the tongue, decreased memory, and states that the attacks mostly occur at night. He states that he does have mild seizures at night and usually every 2 months, which will last for about 5 minutes. The claimant is present taking levetiracetam 500 milligrams BID. And he was diagnosed with epileptic seizures. The claimant had been seeing a physician at one time and was on Dilantin 100 milligrams, three capsules at night. He has a tendency to forget about taking his medications. And states that he doesn't remember his seizures all the time. His wife has witnessed the seizures and states that he has shaking episodes, drops to the floor, and does bite his tongue. He states that the seizures last about 5 minutes. The claimant does have a history of alcohol abuse and states that he drinks socially 6 beers. Every 3 months. Allegation number 2, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2018, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands and feet with numbness. He checks his blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 205 and 300. His blood glucose level today was 275. He states the lowest it's ever been is 205 and that the highest it's ever been is 600. He states he has had a hemoglobin A1C performed some time ago but does not recall the percentage of his hemoglobin A1C. At the present time, he's on oral medications and takes metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, glipizide, 10 milligrams BID. And ribellosis, 3 milligrams QD. His condition at this time is poorly controlled but being treated. Allegation number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2006 he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and frontal and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision that he had been having a year prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 166 over 99 mmHg, which is very high. He is presently taking Losartan, 100 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, and hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID. His condition is poorly controlled, and he states that sometimes he doesn't take his medications secondary to lack of funds. Allegation number 4, high cholesterol, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with a high triglyceride level and a high cholesterol level. He denies any in-organ damage such as cerebral vascular accident or myocardial infarction and does not recall what his last level was. He is presently taking Lopid 600 milligrams BID and his condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 5, learning disability. The claimant states since the age of 13, he has had difficulty in school. He has been diagnosed with a learning disability and states that he was in a special ed program but did not know how to read or write and had a basic eighth grade education. The claimant states he's grateful that when he went to prison, the guards taught him how to read and write, and he knows how to count and do other basic functions at this time. Family history. His father died by committing suicide. His mother had diabetes and hypertension, and he has an aunt with heart disease. Medications, Celebrex 200 milligrams QD, Lopid 600 milligrams BID, pantoprazole, sodium, DR, 40 milligrams QD, omeprazole, 20 milligrams QD, naproxen, 375 milligrams TID, losartan, 100 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID, glipizide, 10 milligrams BID, hydralazine, 50 milligrams TID, vitamin E, 400 milligrams international units QD, Trelegy, 200 micrograms / 62.5 micrograms / 25 micrograms QD, Ribelsis, 3 milligrams QD, medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of decreased vision, comma, bilateral inguinal hernias, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, poorly controlled, comma, learning disability, comma, history of epileptic seizures, comma, history of right hearing loss, comma, history of bilateral six-digit removal of both hands at birth, comma, tonsillectomy in 1987. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per week for many years. He states that he quit 8 years ago. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 6 beers every 3 months. The claimant used to be a heavy drinker before. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have epileptic seizures. Substance abuse. The claimant denies the use of marijuana, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He has used cocaine in the past. His last usage was in 2017. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit. Weight, 301 pounds. Height, 5 feet 5 inches. BP, 166 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 65 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 50. General. This is a 45-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be not a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant was morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. He does have bilateral inguinal hernias, which are reducible according to the claimant. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position and in the supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, but could walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted device at this time. Could you please drop down to after neurological? Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty, secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and very minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity and decreased learning ability, secondary to a learning disability. Probable diagnoses. Number one, epileptic seizures, dash being treated at this time, appeared to be fairly well controlled. Sometimes the claimant forgets to take his medications. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy being treated at this time, but poorly controlled. The claimant may need to have his medications adjusted. Number three, hypertension, dash, poorly controlled at this time with a blood pressure of 166 over 99 mmHg, which is high. Number four, hypercholesterolemia, dash, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number five, learning disability, dash, confirm with physical examination and history. The claimant is somewhat illiterate. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ramon Guerrero.